Hi, this is Michael Sparks here, AMSOL Direct Jobber. This is our weekly dealer training call, and it's Monday, July 13th, 2015. So glad you're on the call tonight, and we really appreciate it. And tonight we have an open line, so if you're not in a quiet place, please hit star 6 on your phone to mute yourself, or if you want, you can just, if you have a smartphone, you can hit the mute button on your phone. That works too. And if you want to ask a question during the call, just unmute yourself and speak up. AMSOL now has the sign-up forms for the local opportunity events and dealer training that's coming up. Matter of fact, they just added two more dates in the calendar. I think they've had two of the events already done. So if you go into the dealer zone and click under the training tab, you can find these. It'll be under corporate events. The next one that's coming up here that they've added in September is in Bloomington, Minnesota, and then that's on September 9th and 10th. And then in Chicago, Illinois, they're doing the September 12th. That's an all-day class where they're going to do the business opportunity meeting in the morning and then the dealer training in the afternoon. The ones with two dates is when they do the business opportunity on one night and then the dealer training on the other. So I haven't had any reports on what these events are like, but I'm assuming they're going to be well done. AMSOL doesn't take any of this lightly, and I'm sure they have a great program for any dealer, and I suggest finding one that's close to you and bring in a couple prospective dealers or brand-new dealers with you. Our opportunity is just getting better and better, and I think there's a lot of new training things that are going to be going on with AMSOL, and it's going to be real exciting for anybody who wants to get to higher levels of achievement and, of course, higher levels of income. That's what we're here for, right? So with that, I do have a quick tip tonight before I get started about scaring your friends away, both online and in real life. If you know any of those people that just all they talk about is their business and ask people to buy and ask them to join your business and all and everything, if you do that to your friends, pretty soon you'll find out you have no friends anymore. We had a call in the past with the Jackie Ulmer, and she has a great way to use Facebook and other social media. And if you really want to have an engaged audience and most of all keep your friends, only post things about your business about one-third the time. The other two-thirds of your time should be spent interacting in a social way. And this is true in real life as well as online. When you're in the presence of others, interact, get to know people, build relationships, inquire about what they do. Live long and prosper, as the Vulcan used to say. You know, it's good to have relationships. And if you mention what you do a few times here and there, people will figure it out pretty quick. Same with online. If you're online and all you do is post AMSOL after AMSOL after AMSOL after AMSOL, pretty soon nobody reads that stuff, and they usually unfollow you and can't see your stuff anymore anyhow. So keep it interactive. Keep it interesting. Comment on other people's things. I had a person third from remove today request my friendship, and I asked how they found me because we didn't have any friends in common. She says, I saw that you we had some similar friends, and I thought, wow, that's pretty interesting. So, and hopefully build a relationship with this person. So tonight's call is an open call. I want to hear from you and see if you have a question or a helpful comment, have some experience with some AMSOL products that you recently had or a new customer recently. I'd love to hear about that. Also, if you have a positive experience as an AMSOL dealer, feel free to step up and tell us what you think. We're looking for some great discussions tonight. With that, who's first? Okay, good one. Who's got a want to say
Michael?
Something? Yeah.
This is Fran.
Hi, Fran. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Great. Doing pretty good. Welcome back to Tennessee.
Yes, it's nice to be back. I just wanted to point how important it is to have some sort of information on your vehicle, whether it's phone number or AMSOIL banner like we have on the hood of our car and the back glass of our car.
Mm-hmm.
I was at the gas station just now. Guy came up to me and asked if I sold that AMSOIL stuff. I said, yes, sir, I do. He said, best stuff there is, and gave him a card. And another thing he said is my best friend down the road swears by it. He says it's the best thing since Jesus. So just make sure you have any information on your car, wear your gear. But like you said, don't wear everybody out when you're online, because I have personal experience with that. A friend of mine, family member actually, has pushed a lot of things on us, and I have no idea what she's talking about on Facebook anymore, because I have hit her. Every picture, mm-hmm. every comment was about what she was selling, and it does burn you. People get tired of seeing that. They want to see you, not just what you're selling at this moment. So interact with them, not just push what you're doing, and make sure you get the brand out there. It helps.
Well, good. And that's true. And I guess to go on top of that, I'm recently pulling the stickers off the side of my truck. They've been on there since 2009 when I bought it. And while the AMSOIL stickers hold up pretty well, they do get faded over time. And I think probably 4 or 5 years is too long to keep them on. They're really hard to get off when they've been on there a long time, because they break apart really easily. And planning on upgrading to some new stickers, and get that fresh look. And if you can, you feel like getting the thing like you have on your back of your vehicle, that looks really good too. And that's probably not very expensive for how long you've had it on there, and how much traction that thing gets as far as visibility. I know Jonathan Henley, John and Kathy, they just got one. It was $100-something on the back of their Tahoe. Maybe John will speak up here in a second and talk about that. But appreciate that, Fran. That's good stuff. And I get the call all the time, or people ask me all the time about AMSOIL just because I'm driving a vehicle like that.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Michael.
Yep. Thank you.
All right, Michael. This is Jonathan. Since you mentioned. If anyone would like, I have the Move Up to AMSOIL banner, basically straight off the website with Dealers Wanted / oh gosh, I ain't even looking at it right now. I'm still terrible. Phone number, contact information stands out really well, and a lot of people comment and compliment on it, and I got a local shop that'll install it print it and install it with little holes in it. You can see out the back for $110. If anybody wants that, I think we can get it for about $80-$85 if you want to install it yourself. If you'd like to do that, AMSOIL dealer friend actually owns the shop. So there you go.
Maybe in the show notes I'll put a picture of your car and maybe the contact. Would she be willing to ship that, you think, to print it out and ship it to somebody?
I'm sure they'd be very happy
if you gave the dimensions. Okay.
Absolutely.
And that's a really great price, and maybe roll it up and stick it in the mail or something and can get it. I'm going to come down and get mine done as soon as I get to pulling the stickers off that are on there now. That's the reason I started on that, because we're getting paid tomorrow or Wednesday, and so that's one of my first things. And this payday is getting my AMSOIL on my truck redone, so it looks nice and whatnot. So we'll post some if you want to email me, Jonathan, her contact information or her website or whatever, and then just snap a photo of the back of your truck, and I'll put a photo on that. If somebody else wants to contact her, we'd be glad to help her out. It's all about helping other people.
Absolutely.
So, well, excellent. Appreciate it. Thanks, Jonathan. Anybody else got anything they want to talk about tonight?
Michael.
I think Mark McCary was on there first. Go ahead, Mark.
Just want to say I got an AMSOIL CVT transmission fluid in my CVT transmission over coming up on 6,000 miles, and it works good.
Wow. I tell you what, I agree with you. I put the CVT in it shortly after it came out last year in my 2009 Nissan, which has, at that time, it had 90,000 miles on it. Now it has 110,000 miles on it, and I could definitely tell a pretty big difference there. So, but, yeah, but, well, great, good stuff. I believe in the CVT product, and I think it really works good. So, yeah. Good deal, Mark. Thanks. Who's next?
This is Tom George Alice. Am I on, Michael?
Yeah, you're on, Tom. Thanks.
Hey, I'm calling from Lake Tahoe, Nevada, and just goes to show you could work this business even if you're on vacation. So it's beautiful up here. I thought I'd just throw something out. A few of us dealers have been talking, and just to get the juices flowing, I know the RSMs and these meetings that are coming up are catered and, you know, to develop retail sales and attract new people as dealers. Well, as you well know, it's very difficult to make money on the bottom end of this thing when you first enter. And in the interest of attracting younger members, I know I'm going to write a letter here soon that if you look at the G85 pay scale, you see it starts at 2%. I'm gonna go ahead and recommend that it start at 5%, and then the next step maybe be 10%. And the money doesn't come from AMSOIL. It comes from me and you, Michael. And I think we would love to see our dealers, when they first start out, get a little larger paycheck and get enthusiastic, and then they wouldn't fizzle out. I think they... It would be just one thing in the dealer incentive program that might need a nice improvement. So I thought I'd mention it on this phone call because I know you got a great audience out here. And
yeah.
So that's my 2 cents for the night.
Well, that's great. So we could basically do a rebate for our newer dealers that maybe as an incentive to go out there and do more, is what you're saying.
Well, essentially is, you know, if they get a 2% commission and you're 25%, you know you're going to get 23% of that 2% sale. And I don't mm-hmm. think you would mind getting 20% for the benefit of growth and investing in the future. So just something to keep get the juices flowing.
And that's good, and you got and any serious dealer that I think is working their business should be investing in the training and helping of their people that they're sponsoring. So maybe that's includes books and I know David was big on sending out those to active dealers and his team and other items to get started. I'm pretty judicious with catalogs. I don't mind. I think I've given dealers that sign up more catalogs than what it costs for them to sign up. And many times, you know, just to help them get started and everything. So that is definitely a good way to do it and help invest in your dealer to help them invest in themselves. Always makes sense. That's for sure. Thanks, Tom.
Right. Thanks for having this phone call, Michael.
Yeah, no problem. Oh man. Anybody else? Who's up?
Hey, Michael, it's Chuck.
Chuck, hey.
Since we're on the topic of commission, I just figured I'd give you a quick question that I'm not too sure of the answer. If a commercial or retail on the shelf account orders on their credit line, say they order 5 cases of oil, when does that commission credits and or commission profit go into your monthly income?
If people listen in, if you don't realize, we can register commercial and retail on the shelf accounts And those counts do business directly with AMSOIL, and because they're an actual legitimate business, they have the opportunity to have credit terms with AMSOIL. They're 30-day credit terms. They have to fill out a application for credit, and they get processed through that, and then they'll have a credit line. Some accounts have 500, thousands, or, you know, depending on the size and the credit worthiness of the business. And AMSOIL doesn't just give this to anybody. They really do check the credit, make sure that these people are going to pay. And so you register a commercial retail account, they fill out the credit, and they get approved. Then they place their orders, and they don't have to pay for their orders for 30 days after they get the products. AMSOIL will send them a bill just like they do with your credit card in the mail type of thing, you know. So you're asking, when do we get paid on those commission credits and the commissions? We get paid on the month of the month that the account pays it. So let's just say they place an order in July, and they pay their, let's say today is the 15th or 14th, and they pay their bill in August on the 13th. You will then get paid at the close of business on August for that check. So basically the check you will get paid will be September 15th check. So.
Okay, read on that. I have one of my Harley dealers. They use the credit line all the time, and, you know, they always pay. It's no big deal. I just never really figured out exactly when them commission credits come through. Last order, they had five cases in there for June 8th. So as long as they pay by the end of this month, and then commission credits in that June 8th order will count for July's business, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. That answers that question. Thank you.
Yep. Anybody else?
Quick little testimonial, Michael. This is Jonathan again.
Okay.
AMSOIL Bypass Filter System. You know, we've got one on our 2008 Tahoe. It's got 155,000 miles on it. And not too long ago, I had an unfortunate event of one of my tie straps broke and my oil pressure line went against catalytic converter, and so I lost a whole bunch of oil real quick. Well, I was on the road. I bought another Wix filter and disconnected the bypass system so I could, you know, put oil back in the motor and keep going. Noticed pretty quickly that my gas mileage dropped 2 miles per gallon with conventional oil in it versus AMSOIL and the bypass filter system hookup. Just fixed the bypass filter system 2 weeks ago. Back in the, you know, 5W30, 100% signature series, back up 2+ miles per gallon better again. So it really does make a difference. There you go.
Yes, definitely. And I'm glad you brought up the bypass filter. One of my guys, I put a bypass system on his, he's got a 03 or 04 Chevy Duramax. And I think I might have put this thing on maybe 2006 or 2007, and he called me. He said it's leaking. He said the mount is leaking. I said, well, how the heck is the mount leaking? It's a piece of billet aluminum, you know, unless you crack the thing. And I looked up under there. You know, I think the filters are leaking, and the filters have been on there so long that they were rusting. And I was like, well, you probably need to change these filters before you do anything and determine if that's the cause of it. But I don't know how many years he's had this bypass filter on there without changing it, but he's just tickled pink with it and whatnot. So we order him a set of filters and a fresh oil change, and we'll take her apart and make sure there's nothing wrong with it. But he's definitely a believer, that's for sure. So, but yeah, these things last a long time, and you know, they're that billet aluminum. You can take them off and put them on any vehicle you buy. It could last you the next 20 or 30 years because you know, the you know, maybe the outside of it wouldn't be the greatest looking, but I don't think it's definitely going anywhere. You might have to replace hoses or something like that, but the adapter when you move it to a vehicle. But you put it on one vehicle, and you can put it on any vehicle after that. You want to take it off and take it with you, something to think about. So appreciate it, Jonathan. Who's up next?
Michael, this is Carol Bell.
Hey, Carol, how are you?
Good. I've been doing something that I was late getting started on, and you may have talked about it in the past, but I am just amazed at the success I'm having with it and the excitement from retail accounts. And that is, you can, if they order $300 or more or $500 or more, they can get these display stands, these pop-up stands and display shelves.
Mm-hmm.
They have been so excited about it. I've just really been amazed. I didn't know if they get them and they wouldn't put them up, but they call me. Many of them have called me back and say how wonderful this is. And AMSOIL claims that their sales increase 27% when they have these in their stores.
Wow. That's pretty awesome. 27% increase. Wow.
Yes.
That's really good.
It takes a little bit to put them together, especially the pop-up ones. They are not bad, but they send a video with the other kind. And so it takes a little bit of work to put them up. But I've been
yeah.
so impressed with that.
Okay. How many of you you think you've gotten in stores now that you've really started to concentrate on it?
Oh, my gosh. Hang on a minute. I've got a list to find up. I'd say 25.
25. Wow. And they're really happy with them and everything?
They are delighted.
Great.
And I even got one accidentally sent to a commercial account.
Oops.
Street address, but a different city and state. And somehow AMSOIL sent him to the wrong place. So he said, why did I get this? I said, you're not supposed to have it.
Interesting.
So I got it.
Well, that's good. Good deal. And you've what else have you been doing, Carol? I know you've hired a little bit of help to help you do some things.
I have. Well, we've mostly been working on that. That seems to I've hired Linda Bell is who I've hired. She's my sister-in-law. And
she's also an AMSOIL dealer, right?
Also an AMSOIL dealer, so I don't have to teach her about AMSOIL. And she's really good on the computer because that's what she did when she before she retired. She had a job where she needed to be able to use the computer. So she's just doing fantastic with it, and she's learning a lot too. She is, and certainly helping me out with different things.
Well, that's excellent, and it's always good to have a helper person. You know, everybody knows Alicia helps me with a lot of different things and cracks the whip. What Alicia's really good at, and maybe this is a thing to talk about. You know, some people are better on the computer, some people are better on the phone. Alicia is really good at digging in. She'll pull up the purchase report and she'll see what, like, hey, this catalog customer just bought like $500 in product. You might want to call him and figure out what he's doing or why he's buying all that. Or she'll say, this guy's, you know, maybe want to give this guy a call. He just placed a $10,000 order. And, you know, I don't know if all dealers look at that order report or not, but it's, you can find a lot about your customers that way. And definitely pay attention to the ones that are doing, you know, certain things or whatever. And matter of fact, I had a retail catalog customer that was buying like lots of AMSOIL, and I thought he was buying like three or four cases of different motor oils at one time. And it's like, well, this activity just seemed really weird. I called him up, and turns out he had an automotive shop, and he was paying retail for the stuff. As a catalog customer, and so we got him as a retail on the shelf account now, so he gets to buy it wholesale, and he's really taken off with it. He's up in Ohio, and he's really tickled with how people are finding him and finding AMSOIL. He's got one guy comes from 50 miles away to get AMSOIL because it's the only place he knows where he can get it. So I think that's a good thing there. But anyhow, well, appreciate that, Carol. Thanks for the information on getting those ordered. I get probably two or three messages a week for Retail on the Shelf to do those displays. And to be honest with you, I haven't done as nearly as many as I should have. I need to probably crack down on that myself. So that's a good reminder for me to get them out there. So, but,
popping in.
Yeah. All right, folks. I got a couple of minutes left. We can talk about anything else. Anybody has a question or a comment or
participation tonight?
Well, I know we got quite a few callers on there too tonight. Looks like we got about 16.
Oh, shoot it.
Anybody else want to? Don't be shy now. You got a question and you got to want to bring something up. We'd be glad to talk about it tonight. Okay. Well, with that, folks, I do want to let everybody know I am working on a new website. If you are on our team, the Sparks team, please check your please check the email that I send out every time before the call. At the very bottom of that is some details on this website. And anybody that's on our team, I don't care if there's a direct jobber between us or not, you get to take part in this new exciting venture that I'm going to try. We should be rolling that out here after payday. I'm going to start having development of the website. So stay tuned, and if you want to be able to help your customers sell more Amsoil products, this is going to be for you. And so if you got any questions or you want to know more about it, or if you don't get the emails from me, send me a message, either on voice or call me or whatever, and I'll make sure you're on the list. Everybody, I think, if you got a valid email, should be on the list, but not everybody accepts the email program. Sometimes it goes to spam or whatever, and I don't know if everybody gets them or not. But anyhow, with that, folks, I do appreciate you, and I appreciate you being on tonight. I hope these calls help out, and don't be afraid to share these with your team, or if you're talking to some dealers and say it's a good reason to be on this on your team as a member of the Sparks team, but they get to take part of this if they're on the team. So, you know, use this as a sales tool. Say, look, we've got our own dealer training site. Really, I don't know of anybody else that has one that's like this, an entire company. And if they want to take advantage of networking and doing these calls, it's a great opportunity to help you help these new folks get trained and on board as Amsoil dealers. So, with that, don't forget, if you have any questions, you know, be sure to put them on the call in the comment section. I'll be glad to answer them. And with that, hope everybody has a great week and get out there and make some Amsoil happen. Good night, everyone.
Team call is this Thursday.
Oh, that's right. The Bell team call is this Thursday. Check your email. I've got some information on that. Same time, same call-in number, 7 p.m. Central, this Thursday, which is July 16th. So that's the Bell team call. All right, good night, everyone.